Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+. And we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I did not request this song.
It's kind of a banger, though. Craig, you
love it. I was just singing it.
They keep saying. I think White Brian gets steamed up for this song. He's moving his mic around. Adjusting his crotch. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Maybe they're seeing something we don't, darling. Cowboys give them something to talk about. Jerry, dude, I enjoy their demise. So
he wouldn't let the man speak, and then he fires him anyway.
So
I would have quit.
So the Bears reached out to talk to Mike McCarthy. Jerry wouldn't let him because he had 3 or 4 days left on his contract and claimed he wanted to get it done. Now they can't get it done. Mike McCarthy officially will not be the next coach of the Dallas Cowboys. Apparently they were doing okay, and then they couldn't figure out the years involved.
Jerry was gonna fire that man anyway, dog.
I'm reading this. This is from Darlington. He says, following a week of uncertainty within the Cowboys coaching staff, marked by what I'm told included both Mike McCarthy's stalled contract negotiations and Mike Zimmer's contemplation of retirement, McCarthy sent a final text message to his staff this morning, instructing them to clear out their offices a day before their contracts were set to expire. McCarthy said he would reach out to each assistant individually at a later time. So that means they're blowing the whole thing up if all the assistants are gone.
So what does Zimmer have to do with it?
I guess Zimmer was talking about quitting.
He'll quit if Mike. So is Zimmer going to be the next head coach?
Good luck. I don't know. And I know this. I'm curious what you think timing-wise. Robert Kraft and the New England Patriots were having a big old song and dance to introduce Mike Vrabel as their new head coach. Vrabel's been hired by the Pats.
Mm-hmm.
This Jerry McCarthy stuff hit at the exact time Vrabel and Kraft were sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Think that's an accident?
No. Not at all. Jerry wants to always keep the attention on him. But for a long time, I've always said that fan base love Jerry, they're going to be around. But they're starting to look at Jerry like we were looking at Dan. They're tired of his crap now.
I don't blame them.
Yeah.
All right. I've got odds on who is the favorite to be the next head coach at some of these spots. Mike McCarthy now is a major contender for a lot of these jobs. I honestly think for Mike McCarthy, this is the best possible outcome.
I just got one real quick question. Did we break the Cowboys when we took Dan Quinn and Joe Witt Jr.?
Probably so.
Maybe. I mean, maybe. I think Biotis was a big part of that operation. He's a pretty steady guy, calming influence. But McCarthy legitimately is in play for the Saints, the Bears, and the Jets, I think. The only thing that's done now is Vrabel to New England.
Mm-hmm.
Raiders is open. Everything else is open. So odds on the Bears' next coach. Ben Johnson minus 125. Mm-hmm. Mike McCarthy 2-1. Kingsbury 7-1. Pete Carroll 7-1.
You don't have Ron in there?
Ron 33-1. I think Ron should be higher. I'm tempted to throw $20 on that. What's $20 at 33-1 pay?
600-something bucks.
Kind of juicy. Who do you think ends up getting that Bears job?
It's going to be an offensive-minded guy. They're going to want somebody to come in there and be able to handle Caleb.
They typically want vets, though.
Yeah, but
I wouldn't be shocked if McCarthy gets that.
Well, they if they look at what's been happening for him for a long time, then they might want to go with somebody that's not a vet.
Cowboys next coach. They're saying Kellen Moore is the leader, who's now calling plays in Philly, right?
Mm-hmm.
Obviously played there, coached there for a while. What do you think about Kellen Moore running Dallas?
Take him.
Go, looking at these odds, guess who? So Kellen Moore is plus 250. Guess who's 3-1, B?
Hmm?
Coach Prime.
To be in Dallas?
3-1, Deion.
You think Jerry is ready for that? Because Jerry does not want anybody to overshadow Jerry. Deion will overshadow Jerry.
Hell yeah, he will.
Yeah.
I don't see that, honestly. I don't know, but I don't see it. They've got Kingsbury on here, then Joe Brady, Lincoln Riley, USC quarterback, Ben Johnson, Bill Belichick. I did see a report that Belichick didn't know they were going to get rid of McCarthy, or he might not have taken Carolina, because apparently Bill and Jerry get along great.
Well, you know, Bill really don't give a damn about what they say.
Like you. Jerry Bill, generally,
Bill knows what he is and what he's about.
Jerry generally hires guys that have already been coaches, so it's going to be fascinating to watch how that shakes out. Then you've got the Jaguars there. Liam Cohen is the favorite to get that job. We watched Liam Cohen's offense last night. He's been the Bucs OC. I think he's a pretty sharp guy. I have no idea his ability to run a team or anything. But mm-hmm. You've got the Raiders next head coach, where Ben Johnson is also the favorite to get that job. Then you've got Deion and Pete Carroll. I guess there's a chance the Raiders can maybe get Shador. I kind of doubt it. The Raiders pick 6th overall.
Mm-hmm.
But Deion wearing silver and black in Vegas, I feel like I could see that.
Yeah.
Are you possibly worried about Cliff going to the Raiders? Because, like, Cliff Kingsbury was kind of in Tom Brady's running crew at one point, and Tom Brady's, like, running the Raiders now.
Well, Tom Brady has all kind of stuff to worry about this weekend because he's calling the game.
Right.
And they've already warned him about everything.
Here's what I think with Cliff, because he's going to get at least mentioned with all of these jobs. I don't know that he leaves, but he just put on, like, if you're only as good as your last game, it was pretty damn good, dude. Mm-hmm. And I think his stock will be incredibly high.
Yeah.
That's not to say it won't be a year from now, but if you like the Raiders job or you just like Vegas and you like Tom and you believe in how they're going to build this thing going forward, and they fired Telesco too. They fired the GM.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you kind of get like the relationship Peters and Dan Quinn have is very similar to what Kyle and John Lynch had.
Mm-hmm.
Very similar to, gosh, I'm blanking on his name. What's the Lions GM's name? I can picture him, Brad Holmes. Mm-hmm. Like Holmes and Campbell are really tight. Like kind of this modern approach with coaches and GMs is that they like meet all week and go through practice tape. Like it's a different approach. And if the rubber meets the road, one guy does have say over the other. In this situation, it's AP.
Mm-hmm.
But like in San Fran, that's probably Kyle. I don't know who it is in Detroit. But if you're Cliff and you get to pick your GM and you get to go in with Brady knowing that, all right, we need 2 years. We got to find our quarterback, something like that. I could see that being a pretty appealing job. Not to mention, dude clearly likes the desert. Played in Lubbock, lives in Scottsdale.
Mm-hmm.
And there's worse towns to be a young football coach. I don't know. Vegas, I think, is interesting. The Jets, I like this hire, and I hope they go through with it.
Who?
You know who the leader in the clubhouse is to be the Jets' new head
coach? Well, Rex Ryan says it's him.
Well, I can say that I want a Range Rover. I'm going to keep driving my 4Runner. It's a dude that played for them.
The Jets?
Yeah.
Vinny Testaverde.
No. Different defensive player. Who Washington will see this weekend.
Revis.
Washington ain't seeing him this weekend.
Yeah, they might.
Aaron Glenn.
Aaron?
Aaron Glenn is the Lions defensive coordinator. Really impressive dude. And he is plus 150 to get that job. Brian Flores is next at plus 300. Dog, you guys help me with this one. Apparently, the dude that was the interim coach was Ulbrich, as I've seen him on anybody's list. So for the Jets, it's Aaron Glenn, Brian Flores, Jeff Ulbrich, Joe Brady, Bills OC. You know who's next?
Who?
Ron. 7-1.
And how many people have been ahead of him?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay.
Apparently, though, Aaron Glenn also might get the Saints job, but it now seems like Mike McCarthy's going to have a real crack at that thing. This is going to be a fascinating cycle. I don't know what's going to happen with Cliff, but we are going to have to hear about it all the time. B, we're running out of time. I wanted to run through all that, especially because the Cowboys stink, which I always enjoy discussing. What do you think was the most impressive playoff performance we've seen so far, non-Commanders division?
Most impressive? What Lamar and Josh did was special to me.
That game's going to be special. But I think the whole world had written Houston off.
Yeah.
And Houston decided
Houston to came out
the
and,
Chargers'
and, yeah,
ass.
Yeah, they did that.
Which I thought pretty darn impressive. You know, looking at all the games, Washington's the only underdog that won, the only road team that won. You obviously got another game tonight. I don't even know who you call the road team at this point. With these fires tonight, it's so hard to know how that's going to impact the game, if at all. It might not, but yeah.